In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Oh, yes. We are living in the day of Pentecost. Oh yes, we are living in the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit comes and glorifies Jesus. The Holy Spirit comes with power and glorifies Jesus. Today, the gospel was about Jesus sending out the disciples to heal the sick, the blind, the deaf, the lepers, and to raise the dead. It is our job to believe what Jesus has given us, not only to the early church, but to us. The first reading was interesting. It was about Barnabas going to Antioch, and he experienced the presence of God, that God was there. Well, I'm sure he experienced that because they were loving each other, but they were also prophesying, speaking in tongues, and healing the sick. Oh, yes, this is what God wants for us in every church, in every place, in every place. I'm reading from the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me and led me in the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the center of the plain, which was filled with bones. He made me walk among the bones in every direction, so that I saw how many they were on the surface of the plain, how dry they were. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones come to life?" Listen to the answer. I answered, "Lord God, you alone know that." But the Lord was asking the Son of Man, can these bones come back to life? Maybe you're feeling like dry bones today. We need to prophesy to the Spirit. We need to prophesy to the Spirit of God to fill you and to fill me, that the power of God may be manifest in us. Oh, when we are most weak, then we are most strong. Then he said to me, "Prophesy over these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord to these bones, see, I bring spirit into you that you may come to life. I will put sinews upon you, make flesh grow over you, and cover you with skin, and put spirit in you so that you may come back to life and know that I am the Lord." I, Ezekiel, prophesied as I had been told. And even as I was prophesying, I heard a voice, a noise. It was the rattling of the bones coming together, bone joining bone. I saw the sinews and the flesh coming upon them, and the skin covered them, but there was no spirit in them. They were dead. They were dead. I tell you, God does not want us to be dead. He wants to pour out his spirit upon us. He's not happy if we've got a dead prayer group or a dead church. Oh, no. We need to prophesy to the breath that the Ruah, the Spirit, would come and fill us with life and love. Oh, yes, how we need to prophesy and believe. But there was no spirit in them. They were just a bunch of dead bodies. The Lord said, "Thus says the Lord God, from the four winds come, O Spirit, and breathe into these slain, that they may come to life." Listen to this. I prophesied what he had told me, and the Spirit came into them, the Ruah. They came alive and stood upright, a vast army. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel." Maybe this part of the church, part of my life. They have been saying, "Our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, and we are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, O my people." I will open your graves and have you rise from them, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and have you rise from them, O my people. I will put spirit in you, that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord, and I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. How we need God to pour out his spirit upon us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us. Melt us, mold us. Mold us, fill us. Fill us, heal us. Heal us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. I need the gift of the Holy Spirit in an abundance. If I am to do the work of God, I need the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, the Spirit that raises people from the dead. I've never seen that yet, but I say yet. The Spirit that cleanses people from leprosy. The Spirit that opens the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf. Oh yes, how we need that Holy Spirit of power. Jesus said, it is better for you that I go away to the Father, because if I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. If I go to the Father, I will send the Holy Spirit. He has gone to the Father in the ascension. Hallelujah. And he wants to send the Holy Spirit upon you and upon me. How we need the Holy Spirit. How we need the Holy Spirit. What does Joel say in the third chapter? Thus says the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. I need to dream dreams. Even upon the servants and my handmaids in those days, I will pour out my spirit, and I will work wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon to blood at the coming day of the Lord, the great and terrible day. Then everyone shall be rescued who calls upon the name of the Lord. Oh yes, I call upon the name of the Lord. His name is Jesus. He promises to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. I'm part of that flesh. I need the Holy Spirit. The church needs the Holy Spirit. The movements need the Holy Spirit. Crescio needs the Holy Spirit. You say, we have him. Oh, we need more. We need more. We have not seen, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. We have not seen that yet. We've seen God pouring out his spirit upon people, but not on all flesh. I'm looking at Romans 8, 22 to 27. In the same way, the Spirit comes to our aid in our weakness. You see, we are weak. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. For we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. Yes, the Spirit comes to us with groanings, inexpressible groanings. And the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the holy ones, for you and me, according to the will of God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, according to the will of God. It is better for you that I go away, Jesus said. If I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. How we need the Holy Spirit. How we need that God would manifest his Spirit in us, and that we who are the dry bones or the dead bodies would come to life. We need that. We need that. We need that. I'm looking at John 7, 37 to 39. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and exclaimed, "Let everyone who thirsts come to me and drink." Are you thirsty today? "Let everyone who thirsts come to me and drink. As the scripture says, rivers of living waters will flow from within them, the ones who believe in me." And he said this in reference of the Spirit that those who believed in him were to receive. There was, of course, no Spirit yet because Jesus has not yet been glorified. Oh, but now Jesus is glorified, and the Holy Spirit comes to people who are thirsty. Unfortunately, we're just happy with what we have. Oh yes, I pray in tongues. You need more of the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, I prophesy. You need more of the Holy Spirit. I need more of the Holy Spirit. I am thirsty. I am hungry. I need the unction of the Spirit. I need the anointing of the Spirit. I need the presence of the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus, to glorify Jesus, to praise Jesus. Oh, yes, the Holy Spirit does that. He makes Jesus our contemporary. Oh, yes. We're looking at Acts 2, 1-11. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, what is Pentecost? The celebration of the law, L-A-W. That's why so many people were there. They were celebrating the giving of the law. They were in one place together. And suddenly, how we need the suddenlies of God. There came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Oh yes, it's important to pray in tongues. It's much more important to love. But it's not either or. It's both and. The Spirit comes with groanings as we pray in tongues. We need the Spirit of God to pray through us. We need the Spirit of God to love through us, to love our neighbor, to love those whom we don't like. Oh yes, how we need to love. Jesus said, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you, even unto death, even unto death." Even unto death. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. What were they celebrating? The giving of the law. At the sound they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded and in amazement. They asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his own native language? We are Parthians and Medes, Elamites, inhabitants of Pamphylia, Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Egypt, Libya, Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism." Oh, yes, they were celebrating the giving of the law. I told you, I had a rabbi come to visit me once, and he wanted to see the church, and he saw the sanctuary light. He says, "Why is that light on?" I said, "Because in the tabernacle," I said, "is the Word made flesh. His name is Jesus." He says, "We have a tabernacle too, but we have the law in it, and there is a light also. But the law is not the Lord, I tell you. The law tells us that we cannot keep the law. How we need the Lord in the tabernacle. How we need the Lord in our own life today. How we need that the Holy Spirit would breathe on us and make us new. How I need that. How you need that. How we need that. That the Spirit of God would make us new. Are we crying out like the dry bones? We're so dry. We're so dry. Oh, prophesy to the Spirit. Prophesy to the Spirit. Come and fill Ruah, these bones, these flesh, these dead bodies, and make us alive in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 12:3. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Not only say, but live the truth that Jesus is Lord. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Do you know that today? There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them to everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. For the common good. The gifts of the Spirit are for the common good. Oh yes, for you and for me. The gift of tongues, I tell you, praying in the Spirit, we build ourselves up. Oh yes, it tells us that in the letter to Jude. Oh yes, how we need it. As the body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, the body of Christ, whether Jew or Greeks, slaves or free persons, we were all given to drink of the one Spirit. How we need to drink of the Spirit. Let the man who thirsts come to me, for out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, I thirst, O Lord. I thirst, O Lord. I thirst for your holy presence. I thirst that you would come in glory, but before you come in glory, that all flesh would experience the power of the Holy Spirit. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. I'm looking at Romans 8:8-17. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Now the flesh cannot do the works of God. The flesh cannot keep the commandments of God. But you are not in the flesh. Amen. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. Oh yes. If only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body be dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that's marvelous. The one who raised Jesus from the dead, the Spirit of God, there was no dead body like Jesus because he was the life. And I tell you, in that dead body, the Spirit came and he raised up Jesus. And you have that same Spirit in you that raised up Jesus from the dead. How you need to operate in the Holy Spirit. You say, I'm old. You're never too old. You're never too old to pray. If you've got no one to pray for you, pray for me. Oh yes, God wants to do marvelous things to you. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, we are not debtors of the flesh to live according to the flesh. But if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you live according to the Spirit and put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. You did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. Oh, do not be afraid of anything. The great high priest lives in you. Oh, yes, but you received a spirit of adoption through whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our own spirit that we are children of God, and if children of God, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus, if only we suffer with him, as we also will be glorified in him. What kind of suffering is the Bible talking about? Persecution. Persecution, oh yes. We need to know that persecution comes to the believer. I said in the name of Pentecost, there is a cost in Pentecost, P-E-N-T-E-C-O-S-T. I lost friends whom I had chosen to be my friends because the Lord filled me with the Holy Spirit. There was a cost. Do you want your friends or do you want me? Do you want me to do the things that I need to do in you, through you, for you, or do you want your friends? They're rejecting the Spirit, but you know, because I poured out my Spirit upon you, are you going to have friends? Are you going to have the Spirit? I tell you, there was a cost in Pentecost, because I'm looking for friends, but you know what? My friend is Jesus. My friend is the Holy Spirit. My friend is the Lord. Let's continue. John 20:19-23. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked, because there's no Spirit yet, they're still afraid of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said, Shalom, peace be with you. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. They were pierced from the nails and the spear. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord Jesus. And they said, he said again, peace be with you, shalom. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven them. Whose sins you retain, I retain. I tell you today, receive the Holy Spirit. You were baptized. You were confirmed. Receive the Spirit. Let him bubble up in your life now. Let him do the things that only he can do. Let him show you Jesus. Let him give you the love of Jesus, the love of the Spirit, how we need to have the Holy Spirit within us, how we need Jesus to be our Lord and our Savior, how we need this, how we need this, and who makes us, who gives us the experience of the Lord being our spiritual Lord and Savior. It's the Holy Spirit. I'm looking at John 14. 15 following. Jesus said to his disciples, if you loved me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. Who's the first advocate? Jesus. Who's the next advocate? The Holy Spirit. To be with you always. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our dwelling within him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, yet the word that you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Oh yes, how we need to be taught by the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, he doesn't teach anything which is against the Scriptures or the Church's teaching. It's the Spirit of God that teaches us the things that we should know. Oh yes, that we should know that I know that God calls me to heal the sick. I know that. By the Spirit I know that. I know God calls me to preach the Word of God. How do I know that? By the Spirit I know that. How do I know that God wants to touch people as I preach? Why, of course he does. You. Wants to touch you. Wants to touch me. How do I know that? By the Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of God. How we need the Spirit of God. I want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit at Holy Rosary in Winthrop between the 14th and the 20th of July. The 14th and the 20th of July. Oh, we will see the manifestation of the Spirit. We will see the power of God. We will see why Jesus said, it is better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. Now, through the Spirit, we are made parts of the body of Christ, and we are to do the works of God, the works of God, the works of God. They are not our salvation, but the salvation is by grace through faith. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, pour out your Spirit upon us in a mighty way, that we would do the works of God. Pour out your Spirit upon us that would glorify Jesus Christ. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.